U.S. greater than passing on the torch, Syed Siddiq congratulates one of Spore's youngest MP-elect, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz passing on the torch, Syed Siddiq congratulates one of Spore's youngest MP-elect news. Majin Senator suggests introducing sign language as third language in educational institutes. Passing on the torch, Syed Siddiq congratulates one of Spore's youngest MP-elect. Watch, adorable white lion cub rejected by his mother, bonds with zookeeper instead. U.S. Department of Justice claims that world's seventh largest yacht was bought with 1 MDB money. Malaysian men are recording an all-time low fertility rates, here's why. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Malaysia. Here's what happened. People Features Lifestyle. Go for your grocery run in style with these reusable batik face masks. 12 unique roti kanai in Malaysia you must try at least once. SG scientists are trying to harness energy from the shadow realm, for real. Sunway Pyramid Ice is reopening on the 11th of July 2020. Roti Kanai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The future of tomorrow depends on the youth of today. Recently, one of our nation's youngest MPs, Syed Siddiq, congratulated Raisa Khan, an MP-elect who will be sworn in as the youngest MP in modern Singapore. Congratulations at Raisa Khan WPSG and Singaporeans for putting your trust in young leaders. Exciting times for young people to get involved in policy making and representing their nation. Let's move forward together, flexed biceps medium skin tone https://t.co/djcmr4g7bb. Syed Siddiq, at Syed Siddiq, July 12, 2020. Congratulations at Raisa Khan WPSG and Singaporeans for putting your trust in young leaders. Said Siddiq in a tweet addressed to the MP. 26-year-old Khan is just 1 year younger than Siddiq but was seen as a major force in capturing the vote of the youth in Singapore's most recent election, even though she faced trouble with police reports being filed against her during the process of running as a candidate. Exciting times for young people to get involved in policymaking and representing their nation. Let's move forward together, added the ex-minister of youth and sports. Syed Siddiq, ex-minister of youth and sports. 27-year-old Syed Siddiq is currently an independent MP after he followed Mahathir's lead in distancing himself from Pakatan Harapan's coalition with Anwar Ibrahim. In 2018, he won the Muar parliamentary constituency despite it being his first time contending for a spot. While Siddiq's achievement was widely celebrated, he wasn't the youngest ever MP to be elected. That title belongs to a 24-year-old law student, Batu MPP Prabhakaran. As reported by Clio, kudos to Singapore for giving the youth opportunities in leadership. May both our countries continue to pave the way for young leaders to have their say. Also read, Syed Siddiq among 15 worldwide, nominated for Politician of the Year Award.
Source,
Astro Awani. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service. Privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.